This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Ed Beeman, Senior Director of Emerging Markets and Regional Director for Sub-Saharan Africa with the U.S. Soybean Export Council is joining us. And Ed, one of the things for USEC that's important is the ability to leverage checkoff dollars and looking at it with the ag trade promotion funds.
We do have the opportunity to have not only USB checkoff dollars available for our marketing efforts around the world, but we have FAS funds as well. We not only have FAS funds, but we now have the ATP funds. So thanks to a USB project that we started about a year and a half ago, we've been able to jump into some of these emerging market spaces that we just otherwise wouldn't have had the funding to be able to do. And then you supplement that with various funding from FAS and the ATP, we now have the ability to put together a very robust program in some of the emerging markets.
What are some of the main goals that you would like to see?
We want to continue to build a presence and a space for U.S. soybeans. That's our number one objective, to be able to demonstrate to people that there is a difference in global soybeans. U.S. soybeans have certain qualities and traits that make us stand out from the competition. So a lot of our work around the world is educating people on those value propositions. In the emerging market space, you have to really take that back another step and say, what do we need to do to the entire soy value chain to make sure that it's as efficient as it can possibly be? So one of the programs that we're very excited about is what we call Soy Excellence Centers. We're in the process now of developing the roadmap for a Soy Excellence Center in Nigeria. We have a center in Egypt that is just getting started, and then we'll have one that'll cover Southeast Asia and Asia subcontinent countries, as well as one in the Americas region. So the Soy Excellence Centers are exciting to us because it allows us to create a platform for one-stop shopping on training and technical education. That's what we're designing and building right now in Nigeria. We're very excited about it. We've got the industry engaged, the government's engaged, the health department's engaged. Everyone is engaged in this because in Nigeria and in many of these markets, protein deficiency is a huge problem.
That is Ed Beeman, Senior Director of Emerging Markets and Regional Director for Sub-Saharan Africa. He joins us on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.